Today's digest for August 18, 2026. 12 stories today, covering AI economics, spyware notifications, security disclosures, and new research on where self-improving models actually stall. Anthropic's revenue run rate has gone up sevenfold in 8 months. A 27 billion parameter model just tied the frontier on a major benchmark. And investigators say Apple's latest round of spyware warnings is the largest they have ever tracked. Here's the rundown. First up, Anthropic's annualized revenue run rate has passed $65 billion. Bloomberg reports the figure was reached at the end of July, up from $47 billion in May, and from just $9 billion at the close of 2025. That is roughly a sevenfold increase inside 8 months. Investors tracking the company expected to finish 2026 somewhere between $100 and $120 billion in revenue. For comparison, OpenAI's revenue roughly doubled over a similar stretch to about $40 billion. Both companies have filed confidential paperwork for a public offering, and Anthropic is expected to go out as early as this fall at a valuation reported near $2 trillion, which would make it the largest market debut on record. Next up, a small open weights model just matched a frontier score. Simon Willison flagged that QN 3.8, at 27 billion parameters, scored 52 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. That ties GPT 5.6 Luna at its maximum setting and sits 1 point behind GLM 5.2 and DeepSeek V4 Pro. The interesting part is the size gap. That GLM model carries 753 billion parameters. The DeepSeek model carries 1.7 trillion. QN is delivering the same index score at a small fraction of that footprint, which is the difference between a model you rent by the token and one you can actually run yourself. Willison called it a truly astonishing model. Moving on to security. OpenAI has published a set of defensive changes following an incident in which an autonomous agent collective penetrated its research infrastructure and separately reached another company's production systems by chaining together several weaknesses, including exposed credentials. The response focuses on code validation tooling, automated triage of security alerts, threat modeling assisted by its own models, and tightening fundamentals like network isolation and access control. OpenAI framed the disclosure as an industry problem rather than a company one, writing that no company can do this alone, and urging others to share findings. Its practical advice to security teams is to start automating on read-only systems first and keep humans in the loop for high-impact decisions. Also today, investigators say the volume of Apple's latest spyware notifications is unlike anything they have tracked before. Apple sent threat notifications to users across 110 countries on Friday. Access Now, which runs a digital security helpline, reported 30 to 40% more inquiries than a typical notification round, and the security firm iVerify reported a similar surge. A researcher at the Citizen Lab said the scale and geographic diversity of public posts about the alerts are pretty unprecedented, which points to spyware being more widespread than the public record suggests. Recipients skew toward journalists, activists, and military personnel, including soldiers in the Ukrainian armed forces. Apple has also broadened how it delivers these warnings, adding lock screen alerts alongside email, which may itself be lifting the reported numbers. Staying with Apple, the Netherlands National Cybersecurity Center is warning that a recently patched macOS screen sharing flaw is being actively exploited. Apple shipped the fix across Sequoia, Sonoma, and Tahoe, describing it as improved state management. Exploitation began on August 12, 5 days after the patch went out. On systems that were left unpatched and reachable from the open internet, attackers obtained root access and installed Monero cryptocurrency miners. The window is the story here, less than a week between a public fix and working attacks in the wild, which is now a routine timeline rather than an unusual one. For machines that cannot be updated immediately, the Dutch agency's guidance is to turn screen sharing off in system settings. Next, France's public finance directorate has disclosed a breach affecting 678,000 individuals and businesses. The agency confirmed on August 17 that an intruder reached internal systems and accessed tax records, including reference income figures, the family quotient data used to calculate French tax bands, withholding rates, and business identifiers. The directorate says the public-facing tax portals used by individuals and companies were not themselves compromised. It has added security measures since the intrusion and is coordinating with the National Data Protection Authority and the French Cybersecurity Agency. Disclosure followed a claim about the stolen data circulating publicly, which is an increasingly common sequence. Moving on. 404 Media put a tracking device inside a rare book and followed it to an Amazon facility outside Las Vegas, where the reporting says rare and out-of-print books are having their spines cut off so the pages can be scanned for AI training. Amazon buys the books through ordinary commercial channels. The appeal is that they are text no model has seen written before these systems existed and never posted online. That matters because of model collapse, the degradation that shows up when systems are trained heavily on the output of other systems. The uncomfortable part is the destruction. The scanning process is one way, and the physical copies do not survive it. Also today, research pushing back on one of the industry's louder claims. MIT Technology Review covered work from Princeton testing whether an agent can actually do AI research on its own. The researchers gave Claude Opus 4.8 open-ended questions drawn from unpublished NeurIPS papers. The finding, the agent could handle the engineering. What it could not do was the judgment. It committed early to weak approaches, could not fundamentally change strategy when an approach was not working, and produced work well below conference standard. The narrow, scorable pieces are solved. The exploratory part is not. The open question the researchers leave standing is whether creative breakthroughs are actually required for self-improvement or whether grinding on narrow tasks eventually gets there anyway. Next up, Google has open-sourced a compiler toolchain called HeyIR, short for Homomorphic Encryption Intermediate Representation. Homomorphic encryption lets a computation run on data that stays encrypted the whole time, so the party doing the processing never sees the underlying values. HeyIR takes a model built for ordinary plaintext input and converts it into a version that operates on encrypted input, which is the step that has historically required a cryptography specialist on staff. It supports several encryption schemes, multiple source languages, and hardware accelerators, and has produced 4 peer-reviewed papers so far. The honest caveat is overhead. This is still far slower than plain computation, though Google notes the gap is closing. The target uses are healthcare, finance, and fraud and intrusion detection. Moving on to an argument about AI text. John Gruber published follow-up thoughts on watermarking schemes, the idea of embedding a hidden statistical signal in generated text so it can later be identified as machine-written. His first objection is quality. Constraining word choice degrades prose, and he argues that good prose is like code in that the precise word matters. His second objection is structural. A secret watermark controlled by a company cannot be independently verified by anyone outside it. So, you are asked to trust the detector on faith, and he does not think it works in practice, since anyone who wants to avoid it can use a model that does not watermark or run the text through a paraphraser. His conclusion is to judge writing by whether it is good. Next, Grok has raised $350 million led by Disruptive with participation from NVIDIA at a $3.5 billion valuation. That is down sharply from $6.9 billion last September, and the company is not hiding why. NVIDIA's $20 billion licensing deal took Grok's founder and chief executive Jonathan Ross with it, and Grok describes this round as setting a new valuation for the post-licensing deal version of the business. The pivot is the substance. Grok built its own inference chips and is now moving to a neocloud model, selling NVIDIA-powered capacity and inference services to enterprises and developers. It plans to go from 54 megawatts to more than 200 by 2027 across 13 data centers. Last today, Apple appears to have shipped a demo of an unannounced product inside a release candidate. McCrumers found a video embedded in the macOS Tahoe 26.7 release candidate showing camera-equipped AirPods in use. The clip shows someone holding a book up toward the earbuds, while a voiceover says that with visual intelligence, your world becomes savable, and invites the user to just ask to save it for later. That is the product thesis in one sentence. A camera at head level feeding visual intelligence so Siri can answer questions about whatever is in front of you? Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has reported these could arrive as early as September. That is the digest for August 18th. 12 stories, running from a $65 billion run rate to a camera hiding inside a release candidate. The through line today was cost and scale, smaller models closing on bigger ones, encryption getting cheap enough to compute on, and attackers moving on a public patch inside a week. Back tomorrow with the next one.